Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
So, I got one for you, boss.
Oh, yeah?
What's black, white, and dented all over?
I give up.
The company truck. I know, but thanks to our agent, we've already submitted an insurance claim and can track the status right from the app. Auto owners pays what they owe without any hassle.
Lucky for you, that's simple human sense.
Ask your independent agent if auto owners make sense for you.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just
for
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
The Rich Zeoli Show podcast is sponsored by Mike Venaria Jr. with Osperity Private Wealth.
Hi, I'm Mike Venaria Jr., Wealth Management Specialist. Make your retirement dreams a reality by creating your retirement plan today. Call me at 856-252-0107.
On X at Rich Zeoli as we continue along with the show. And the other thing, too, I'll mention to you is, you know, with the race for governor in New Jersey, one of the big issues is going to be electricity prices and those electricity prices soaring, something you and I are paying for a lot. And we're going to talk about that right now. That is the big story of the hour, brought to you by Dr. Mike Venaria, Venaria Dental. He's got two locations for you, Cinnaminson and Woodbury. Dr. Mike's a great friend. He's a great dentist, and he is my dentist, too. My entire family goes to see Dr. Mike Venaria. So please make sure you go see him today for your beautiful, beautiful smile that you deserve. Okay. Now, in the issue of the New Jersey governor's race, the president on Air Force One mentioned if you vote for the Democrats, your electricity prices are going to go through the roof. He's right about that. They're already going through the roof. The solution from Mikey Sherrill is completely illegal and unworkable. And the solution from Jack Cittarelli is to cut your electricity rates. How do we do that? Well, let's talk to our buddy Steve Malloy. He's founder of JunkScience.com. And he joins us now on Talk Radio 1210 WPHD. Steve, how are you, man? Thanks for making time for us today.
I'm doing great, Rich. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, definitely. You're following these races in Virginia and New Jersey. The president mentioned that if the Democrats win, your electricity prices are going to go up even more. He's right about that. Let's talk about New Jersey first and foremost. We know that Phil Murphy years ago rolled out an energy master plan, as he called it. And it was basically phasing out gas, phasing out electricity, fossil fuels, turning everything over to so-called green energy. Am I right about that?
Yeah, absolutely. Wind, solar, batteries, and all that stuff is really expensive and a lot more expensive than conventional power production like fossil fuels, you know, coal, oil, or not oil, but gas and nuclear. And, you know, unfortunately, electricity prices are going to continue to go up in the near future because there's still $500 billion worth of green new scam subsidies in the pipeline. And, you know, New Jersey's got these, has been threatened with offshore wind. You know, if you get another Democrat in there, you know, unless President Trump kills the projects, you're going to see more offshore wind, which is just about the most expensive kind of electricity you can get. And then you have, you know, this also this Democrat push to electrify everything, you know, between the electric cars and heat pumps. We are just dumping all this demand on the grid and at the same time weakening the grid with wind and solar and batteries. And it just makes electricity much more expensive than it needs to be.
And then what happens to them after their lifespan's over with the solar panels, with the batteries, with the wind turbine blades? What happens then?
Well, you know, the turbine blades are not recyclable. So you just have to dig like really, you know, big graves for them. Solar panels, they're not really recyclable yet. I mean, this is really the first generation of solar panels. And, you know, and just to give you an idea how, you know, not only is it U.S. taxpayer subsidies that are required for these solar panels, but, you know, more than 90% of them come from communist China. And they're made with the slave labor subsidy. All the Chinese solar panels are made with Uyghur slave labor. And so, you know, so you've got slave labor, then you've got U.S. taxpayer subsidies, and that's how heavily subsidized this junk is.
I agree. It's subsidized. It doesn't work. So let's talk about Mikey Sherrill's idea where she would freeze energy rates. Okay, she would just freeze electricity rates. Number one, assuming she could do it and she can't, and you're freezing them at these very, very high levels. So I think politically that's stupid. But B, even the governor acknowledged he can't do that, because if he could, he would, right? I mean, politically, it would be very popular for him if he could.
Yeah, look, price controls don't work. We live in a dynamic world. We live in a market-driven world. And we have, for the last 15 years, the Greens have kind of been able to get away with junking up our grid with wind and solar because electricity demand wasn't increasing. But now with the advent of AI and also the reindustrialization of America that President Trump hopes to bring, electricity demand is going up. And, you know, we're stuck with all this wind and solar, which is not responsive. We've got all these, you know, data centers. Local governments have set them up to be prioritized over residential consumers. And all this is just making electricity more expensive and less available.
When you say less available, people might hear that, Steve Malloy, and say, what does that mean, less available? How could there be less electricity?
What that means is that when it's really hot or it's really cold or there's some other reason for a lot of demand, residential customers are going to be deprioritized because the data centers need the energy.
But you
and
just
so
make
you're
more.
You're going to see rolling where you can't dial up wind. You can't dial up solar. You can only dial up natural gas, coal, and nuclear.
You're saying you can't make more wind or sun power?
No, you have to build more wind. Yeah.
We could give people beans like in the scene from Blazing Saddles, maybe we can make some more wind that way. Have you thought about it from that perspective, Steve?
Yeah, you know, the whole thing is just it's been this foreseeable train wreck. And now we're starting to see it. You know, the utilities, they were happy to do wind and solar because they make money, but with new equipment, right? You just get to charge ratepayers for it. And they did not foresee the AI revolution and all the data center needs. Yeah. And, you know, it's catching up. And who's paying the price now? Is it the utilities and the utility commissions and utility managements and all the regulators who should have seen this? No, it's regular ratepayers.
Steve Malloy is with me, founder of Junk Science, junkscience.com. He is a senior energy and, he is senior energy and environmental legal institute fellow and former Trump EPA transition team member. You know, the other fact here with all this that I think people forget with these massive data centers and the power that they need and the power that they have or the power needs that they have is that As we decide to welcome nuclear power back into the fold, which is a wonderful thing, and I'm glad that psychologically we're accepting it, and it's great that these big tech companies are buying all these data centers and then needing to put things like Three Mile Island back online. But it takes time to get these things going. 5 years, 6 years, it takes an enormous amount of capital to get these things going. All these things, but you could today get more natural gas very, very quickly. You could today reopen closed coal fire plants. Like, you could do these things, and in the time that you're ramping up nuclear power, which could take 5 or 6 years, you could still be finding ways to bring in more energy. I mean, am I wrong on that fact?
No, you're absolutely right. The fastest thing you could do is with the gas plants, because gas plants, yep, basically you just need to get a jet engine and locate it near a gas pipeline and a utility transmission line, and you're in business.
That's simple. That easy. It's all you need is a jet engine. Love it.
Yeah. Yeah.
I got a guy. I can get you a jet engine by 7 o'clock tonight. I got a guy.
I worked in the coal industry, and my boss was fond of saying that. But you know, the Obama and Biden administrations worked very clever as they closed these coal plants down. They had them raised. So, you know, coal is going to have a harder time coming back. It's going to take a long time to build nuclear just because everyone's scared of it. So that puts, you know, natural gas really in the driver's seat. And fortunately, you know, they're probably the quickest plants to put up.
What about the natural gas export facilities? I mean, these things, in my opinion, are a game changer for the United States, for the world, really. We could be selling our natural gas and exporting it across the world. How soon does that take to get these export facilities up and running?
Well, these things are being built now. Once again, Good. It's going to take a little time because Joe Biden slow walked it. Mm-hmm. But, you know, what we should be doing is we should be, you know, burning coal and doing nuclear at home for domestic energy uses, and then taking all the natural gas we produce and sell it to Europe and Japan and the rest of the world, where they'll pay six times more for it than a U.S. utility. That you know, that's what I think the MAGA energy plan should be.
I like that plan. I also think then that plan weakens people like Vladimir Putin.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Absolutely. You know, today Europe. I read that, you know, Europe is thinking of buying gas from Putin until 2028. You know,
until
they should
2028?
Be buying U.S. Yeah, 2028. They should be buying all the U.S. LNG they can today. They shouldn't be buying anything from Putin, but they still are because it's a little bit cheaper.
I just, you know, it's amazing to me that this guy who I love what Dr. Victoria Coates said when she refers to Russia as it is a gas station with nuclear weapons.
Yeah.
And yet China's still finding a way to buy his oil. I mean, even though there's embargoes on it, China's still helping Iran, too. I mean, you know, we have to be cognizant. And well, China's still burning coal. People should also know that.
Yeah. So China really doesn't have much in the way of petroleum resources and natural gas. So they have to buy what they need from Russia and from the Middle East. And that's why they burn so much coal, because they have to try to electrify everything. That's why, you know, they do use solar panels over there, because they need a lot of electricity pretty quickly. And they're trying to electrify their cars because they don't want to, you know, they know they're going to have a problem with us eventually. They know that they're not going to be able to get oil and gas. So they've got to electrify.
They also have a population problem. They have a major population problem in China. China's got a lot of problems. I don't think people realize that. China has a lot of problems. But in the meantime, they are burning coal that I'm told is dirtier than our coal, Steve Malloy. Is that true?
Well, it's only, you know, dirtier in the way they burn it. You know, they have the same sort of air scrubbers that our coal plants do. They just don't use them because it costs even more to run those things. Mm. You know, in the United States, a modern coal plant is pretty clean. You put the scrubbers on there, they're really clean. And China, but they cost extra to run. And so in the United States, we can afford it. In China, they can't.
Well, I guess as people buy all that crap made on Amazon.com, it's important for them to remember that a lot of that stuff is made. They're trying to get it to you as cheaply as possible, and they don't really care about the consequences. Look, I'm not really worried about things like carbon footprint. I think a lot of that stuff is nonsense and BS. But if we are going to worry about that, if that is a thing, and certainly something that Democrats are worried about, they should be happy about President Trump's tariffs, because you're going to be moving away from production that's made in a country that doesn't give a damn about the environment, right?
You know, not at all. They don't care in the slightest. They don't care about human rights. They don't care about the environment. Yet we have turned over much of our economy to them. We've made ourselves dependent on communist China. I think President Trump has a plan for decoupling us. It's going to take time. We've got, you know, we've got to do it before we get to a critical point where, you know, China just absolutely has us over a barrel. If they don't already, really.
Steve, as people are headed to the polls on this election day and they think about some of these energy policies, we've talked about Jersey. Tell me about Abigail Spanberger. What is she like on the issue of energy?
Well, she's your standard Democrat. She's all for green energy, wind, solar, batteries. Right now, mm-hmm. Dominion Energy, which is Virginia's largest utility, is in the process of building the largest offshore wind farm in the country.
Really?
And You know, I'm sort
I just
of
don't understand that these things kill whales and dolphins. Like, why do we stop caring about whales and dolphins?
Well, that's a good question. You know, 50 years ago, Greenpeace started Save the Whales, and now it's Kill the Whales. I don't really understand it myself, but, you know, I have come to peace with the notion that everything green is fraud. And if it's not fraud, it's disaster.
I can't imagine 20 years from now, all these batteries sitting in a landfill because they don't know what the hell to do with these things. The car batteries. I mean, right?
Yeah, no, well, the good news is that if you're talking about like the utility scale batteries, those things are really too expensive for people. So I don't think there's going to be many of them, you know, and maybe we'll just all bury them in California, which will just have a huge Superfund site, you know, with all the solar panels and batteries and crap they have.
Well, I was thinking about this because do you remember the Atari video game E.T.? It was for the Atari 2600. It was considered to be the worst video game ever made. And it was buried in a landfill in New Mexico. And that was always the old wives' tale that Atari buried hundreds of thousands of copies. And then in 2016, they found them all. And I kept thinking about that, thinking like, what's it going to be like in the future when somebody goes and digs a hole and finds all these like Tesla batteries? Because what the hell do you do with these things? And
We could put them in the Grand Canyon, all the wind turbine blades, solar panels, and, you know.
Lovely.
Lovely.
Beautiful. Like it'll like that scene of Vacation when they're just looking at it and they're like, all right, let's go. You have even less time to look at it. You'll need even less of a time to appreciate the view. Steve, always a pleasure, my friend. Keep us engaged and follow Steve on X at Junk Science and check out junkscience.com. Appreciate it, my man. Have a great day.
Thank you. Yep.
From North Wales to Willingboro, we know your favorite stations, Talk Radio 1210 WPHT, always live on the free Odyssey app.
All right, as we continue along here today, we are expecting now at some point or another, we're going to have an announcement on what is going to happen. Well, we already got the National Guard story, but we're also expecting a ruling to come out of New Jersey on an emergency injunction regarding these voter machines and mail-in ballot drops, and we'll see if the federal monitors are called into that. I know that they've engaged Alina Haba and her office on that, and we'll see if we get a ruling on that as the show goes on today. 855-839-1210. Halloween will be live at the Grand Hotel of Cape May, New Jersey. Come out and join us for that. It's going to be a week from Friday, and it's going to be a great time. We love these live shows, but they're only fun if you come out and join us, okay? Quick break, coming right back. It's Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
The Rich Zeoli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
So,
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Whoa, boss, how did that happen?
Mind your business.
I mean, how did a forklift make a shish kebab out of our company truck?
I said, mind your business, Billy. It's why we have auto owners. We work with an independent agent to customize our policies. So when the unexpected happens, we know we're covered. Because unlike you, minding our business is their business.
Oh, That's simply human sense.
Ask your independent agent if auto owners make sense for you.
You didn't do this, did you, boss?
Mind your business, Billy.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
There's searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
We got breaking news all over the place regarding New Jersey, and we're going to talk to Kate Gibbs. She is the executive director of the New Jersey Republican Party. Also, Jeanine Pirro just announced some charges in that Doge staffer who was jumped and attacked. She just had a big press conference a few moments ago as we started off the show. We're going to grab some audio of that for you. She announced charges in that as well out of Washington, D.C. Australia. It's in the news for a lot of reasons. We actually do a lot with Australia with regards to the Navy. We have deals with Australia with regards to nuclear submarines and nuclear submarine facilities because, again, as the battle with China ratchets up and China, you know, they want control of the China of everything. I mean, but they keep encroaching on the South China Sea. Australia, New Zealand, these are countries that are friends of ours. And in order for the United States to be able to maintain naval supremacy, we have worked on deals with Australia on the development of new nuclear powered submarines, also a place to put them. And that's a good partnership. Geographically speaking, strategically speaking, that is a very important partnership. And you don't really think about it that often in terms of, oh, hey, look, Australia. Wow, they're a great naval partner of the United States of America. But from where they're located, and this is why China hates them. China hates them because China wants absolute domination. Australia is not known for naval supremacy, but Australia is becoming more and more superior because of the partnership with the United States of America. So they're rolling out new nuclear-powered submarines. We're helping them do it. And then we maintain a presence with a strong ally that is one more buttress to China possibly invading Taiwan at some point. In addition to that, the president announced today that they have a new deal on rare earth minerals, critical rare earth minerals. China is also playing games on these rare earth minerals, saying we're not going to give them to the United States. Now, we have plenty in our country. Problem is, infrastructure-wise, we don't have the resources to be able to get them because, again, policies by people like Joe Biden, Kamala Harris, and others to turn around and make it almost impossible for us to go get the rare earth materials. And we also don't want to be held hostage to China in any way, shape, or form. We don't. China's been able to bully us and a lot of countries in the world because of things like rare earth minerals. So here's the president announcing this deal with Australia today. Cut number one.
Before, but we are discussing critical minerals and rare earths, and we're going to be signing an agreement that's been negotiated over a period of 4 or 5 months. And it was sort of good timing that we got it done just in time for the visit. And we work together very much on rare earths, critical minerals, and lots of other things. And we've had a very good relationship. We've been working on that for quite a while. In about a year from now, we'll have so much critical mineral and rare earths that you won't know what to do with them. They'll be worth about $2.
Hey, look, I hope we have a lot, but we don't have to do with them because they're in everything now. Every microprocessor, every microprocessor, every computer, everything, TVs, everything. Maybe not old school radios, but nowadays, new radios, for sure. So we got to have these things, obviously, and we don't want any country to be able to hold us hostage. He also talked about meetings with South Korea and China and putting a trade deal together. So let's hope that happens too, because as much as I really try very hard myself to buy things made in America, and I think we're all trying to do that, we still want to make sure that we can have good trade deals that will lead to, in my opinion, freer and fairer trade around the world. Cut number two.
I think when we finish our meetings in South Korea, China and I will have a really fair and really great trade deal together. I want them to buy soybeans. They stopped buying our soybeans because they thought that was punishment. And it is punishment to our farmers, but we're not going to allow that to happen because I made a great trade deal with China, a $50 billion trade deal, and they were great about it. They were doing everything that they were supposed to do. And then when Biden came in, you know, I used to call President Xi all the time to say, thank you, or you're not buying enough. In other words, they were supposed to buy. Biden, do you think Biden ever called him? I don't think Biden ever called him. You think Biden lied awake at night thinking about trade with China? He didn't know what he was doing. He was an incompetent president. We had an incompetent president, but you don't have that anymore. So I think we're going to end up having a fantastic deal with China. It's going to be a great trade deal. It's going to be fantastic for both countries, and it's going to be fantastic for the entire world.
Good. I hope so. I, for one, would absolutely love that to be the case. Peace through everybody makes money. I'm sure there's a more eloquent way to say it than that, but peace through everybody makes money. No, really, we've had peace through strength. Now let's have peace through you make money, I make money, everybody makes money. This is where Trump as a businessman is very helpful when it comes to no war, because it's not profitable for anybody other than people that make the weapons. I mean, really, it isn't. It costs the national treasury a lot of money, blood and treasure. And yeah, I mean, if you are in the Tony Stark weapons before Tony became Iron Man, obviously, and you make weapons, yeah, it's profitable. Otherwise, not so much. So let's see if we can make deals with these countries. So instead of everybody trying to kill each other all the time, they're trying to make money off each other. Like Russia, for example. And that's why he said to Putin, hey, listen, we can do business with you, but first the war with Ukraine has to end, and then we can do business. So good. I like it. I like it very much. I am sick of the endless wars. I know you're sick of the endless wars. We all are. And the only way to get around that is to have an incentive for these countries to do business together so that they stop making new wars. Right now, if you allow fanatics to run the day or people that profit off of war making, then there's no incentive right now. But if you can silence those people, because it's in everybody's best interest to make money, not war, like make love, not war, make money, not war. I mean, to me personally, I think it's a better phrase anyway. I mean, I'm not saying make love, not war is a bad phrase. I'm just saying make money, not war. It's got a certain je ne sais quoi to it. And, you know, I'm not a big fan of that phrase either, but in this case, it certainly works. But no, but for real, I mean, this is what Hamas and Israel, this is the same thing with the Middle East. These countries have been killing each other. They've been killing each other for years and years and years. Now you have a situation where there might be peace. How did we get to this place that where China controls the world's rare earth industry anyway? How did we get there? It Beijing at one point used bare knuckle tactics to consolidate control over supplies, and it was happening right under our nose, and we did nothing about it. So China turns around, tightens restrictions on rare earth exports, and then everybody gets stunned and goes, "Oh my God, what are we going to do?" It goes back to the 1990s. Since the 1990s, China used aggressive tactics to build up and maintain its lock over rare earth minerals, which are essential to making magnets needed for cars and, yeah, wind turbines, but jet fighters and pretty much everything else. I mean, find things that are analog and great. Nowadays, that's a little tough to do. They're needed in basically every single weapons component, defense component, and electrical component. So going back to the 1990s, China started providing support to the country's leading companies, encouraging them to snap up rare earth assets abroad. And then they passed laws preventing foreign companies from buying rare earth mineries in China. So, you know, everybody screams and they say, well, China's buying up all this farmland. And then people pass laws to say China can't do that. And people go, that you can't do that. That's un-American. Well, why? I mean, China literally did that to us when it came to, and any country that wanted to buy rare earth mines. They said, no, you can't do it. It's a national security. So you can't do it. So if the United States of America wanted to buy a rare earth mine in China, China said no. Now, China buys a farmland and people go, oh, well, that's their right to do so. Why? Why is it their right to do so? Why is it the right? Now, you could say, well, because that's true free market capitalism. No, free market capitalism is if an American company wants to buy it or a country that we're friendly with wants to buy it. But if in the 1980s, the Soviet Union was looking to buy up land outside of D.C. and you went, oh, that's good for America. That's not good for America. It's not. I'm sorry. There's other buyers. There's other takers. Is it discriminatory? Yeah. Yeah, it is. And I'm okay with that kind of discrimination. This is like, I don't need China buying all these pork slaughterhouses. A lot of these companies, you know, these meat manufacturing companies are owned by China. I don't like that either. I don't like that. Because if China controls the food supply and China controls the ability to make medicine and China also is buying up farmland in our country and we don't recognize that China is an enemy to the United States of America, that's just stupid. There's no other way around it. You can die on all the philosophical hills you want to die on in life, but you die on them if it makes sense. Don't die on them just for the sake of dying on them. That's stupid. That's dumb. Now, if you allow China to gain monopolies on these things, and then you turn around and realize that China has put us out of these companies, like, we can't buy farms in China. We can't buy rare earth mines in China. They won't let us do that. So then why would we let them do it here? China then also consolidated its rare earth mines, and then they pushed everybody else out. They were able to leverage prices. The U.S. tried to engineer a revival of its domestic mining industry a few years ago, and guess what happened? It was met with the exact same kind of resistance you would expect from Democrat lawmakers, who turned around and said, no, we're not doing that. We don't want to do that. That hurts the earth. But they have no problem with China doing it. Beijing's approach to dominating the industry, it now produces around 90% of global refined supply of rare earth minerals. And China used that, using state control over the economy to achieve those goals. And they eluded the United States. So I have now realized, like many of us have, we turn around and we go, oh, great. So China can just turn it off. It's like when OPEC, you know, OPEC tried to create this monopoly, this cartel, to be able to control the price of oil. And then we were all subservient to them. And what do? We kept turning off our ability to make oil here in the United States of America because of the environment. And then we would also turn around at the same time and we would be more and more dependent on OPEC. And then OPEC could control everything at the flip of a switch. And that's stupid. That doesn't make any sense. But green policies led us down that road of stupidity, and green policies led us down the road of stupidity where we can't make and harvest rare earth, not make, but harvest rare earth minerals in the United States of America. We have the ability. It's just going to take us a long time to do it, to ramp up right now. So this administration is now committed to spending billions of dollars, investing in a U.S. producer and purchasing its output. China, however, is going to do everything it possibly can to ensure it doesn't lose its rare earth leverage. China said it would require companies that make magnets abroad using Chinese rare earth minerals to seek permission from Beijing before exporting. President Trump responded by threatening an additional 100% tariff rate on Chinese goods, though he later said that would be unsustainable. In April, Beijing cut off rare earth supplies to American companies, temporarily forcing U.S. automobile factories to shut down. They gradually eased their magnet exports later, after striking agreements with Washington, but they continue to tightly control supply. Does that sound like a good idea to you? No, not at all. So now we have to make deals with countries like Australia, which is good. As recently as 1991, the United States was the world's leading supplier of rare earths, thanks to a large California mine called Mountain Pass. Now, you might say to yourself, how do we go from being the world's leader to then China being the leader? Well, we elected Democrats in places like California. and other places out west where we have a lot of these rare earth minerals, and we turned around and let Democrat policies say no more mining. It's bad. Remember the anti-fracking idiots who for a while were gaining steam and gaining voices and tomorrow could be back in power? Same exact thing. Oh, we can't mine. It's not safe. It's not good for us. It endangers the water supply. You might find Native American artifacts there. Like what? These are a lot of the arguments you hear. China's impressive heavy rare earth mineral reserves are so powerful that they compared it to basically like the Super 8 Hotels brand in China. I mean, they're everywhere. And we, the United States of America, once again, are playing catch up. And then China did something else, too. China started buying, and they had to get U.S. government approval to do so, rare earth materials and magnet businesses started by General Motors. And we allowed them to start doing that in the 1990s. And then ownership shut down all its rare earth plants in the United States and then shipped that equipment to China. So talk about another bad, stupid policy. The 1990s, China comes in and says, oh, hey, great. You have these businesses. You have these magnet businesses, these rare earth materials businesses. Great. General Motors started them. We'd like to buy them. And we, the United States, said, sure. Great. You can buy them. Bill Clinton went from saying he would not give China most favored nation status because of their human rights abuses to turning around and saying, hey, why don't you buy our rare earth minerals and magnets companies? Okay. And then China took all the equipment and moved them out of the U.S. to China. There were some colleagues that were dead set against it, saying they would never help China learn our technology, said one magnet exporter who ultimately agreed to go to China. When I arrived, I could not believe what I was seeing. The number of new factories being built and the rate at which they were being built was mind-blowing. One of these engineers, his name is Mitchell Spencer, said he agreed to set up a plant in the Chinese city of Tianjin, which was intended to be a sister facility to his home factory in Indiana. He was confused when he got a call telling him to double the factory's capacity. So he returns home. He learned the Indiana factory was being closed. By the mid-2000s, the U.S. rare earth industry had been all but wiped out. Mountain Pass, America's major rare earth mine, had been shut down, as had virtually all American facilities that process rare earths and turn them into magnets. China then produced around 97% of the world's rare earths, giving it what was effectively a global monopoly. We made a lot of really stupid decisions in this country without even taking our national security into account for any of this stuff. It's like when COVID hit. Remember when COVID hit and we turned around and all of a sudden we said, wait, we don't make aspirin here. We don't make Tylenol. Some things we make here, but a lot of things are made in China. Like all those stupid masks they made us wear, and they're all made in China. So those become wake-up calls, and we go, you know, maybe it's not a great idea to have the bulk of our antibiotics, which we might need one day, to be made by a country that hates us and considers us to be their mortal enemy. And even though we might be able to play nice with them, let's understand here, we're not dealing with rational actors. When you've got a guy who's the president of your country, who's harvesting his own, organs for his own use because he thinks he could be immortal. That guy is not sensible. He thinks he's a deity. Xi Jinping thinks he's a deity. So every time we turn over something to China, we're being stupid. Rare earth minerals, magnets, and all these other things, exactly right. And I haven't even gotten to what the Obama administration did. In 2012, the Obama administration, alongside the European Union and Japan, they sued China at the World Trade Organization, accusing it of improperly using export quotas to restrict rare earth supplies abroad. But then did they do anything? Did the Obama administration turn around and say, well, okay, we can sue them. We can have the World Trade Organization rule against China and say it's unfair. But why don't we take steps in our country to make sure that we are no longer held hostage by China in the future? Nope, we didn't do that. America's only rare earth mine shuts down. Mountain Pass wound up being in the hands of an American company called MP Materials, but it sought help from a Chinese partner to get the mine back up and running. Chinese rare earth producer Shenzhen Resources provided upfront financing, received a small stake. But then, as part of that, they would distribute the rare earths to buyers in China who use them to make magnets. Fast forward to 2021. The United States government was growing worried about China's ability to weaponize rare earths, especially after COVID-19. Washington began offering a large-scale funding for new rare earth plants, including a refinery in Texas, to be built by an Australian rare earth company. That year, the Association of China Rare Earth Industry issued a public warning. If Beijing wanted to maintain China's absolute dominant position, the country needed to relax state production quotas. Beijing, which continued to regulate how much Chinese rare earth companies could produce, responded by pushing up output by 25%. Prices tanked, hitting the bottom lines of Western producers and leading them to unload assets. In other words, they screwed with the market, much like how OPEC screwed with the oil market as well. Stupid. So this company, which was going to have their operation up and running in Texas by 2025, has not built one plant. And right now, as of right now, it's uncertain whether that project's going to go forward. China's ability now to control the market and control prices has led to all these downstream effects, including companies that also turned around and basically said, you know what? We can't do anything right now because China keeps messing with the marketplace. So then the World Trade Organization rules against China, and the Obama administration backs down from enforcing that rule. Why? Because China claimed its export restrictions protected the environment. And Barack Obama certainly did not want to turn around and do anything that could hurt the environment. And the Democrat Party didn't want to do anything that could possibly hurt the environment. So we again allowed China to be dominant. So as we talk about moving production to the United States of America on things like iPhones, and that's great, and that's a wonderful goal, and that's fantastic. As of this moment in time, right now, on October 20th, in the year of our Lord, 2025, China still controls the absolute marketplace, and their ability to set prices makes it very, very difficult for us to compete. The infrastructure needed is gone, and we're basically starting from ground zero right now. From zero. Stupid. Decades-long policies driven very, very much in part, large part, by environmental stupidity. All right. More to come on this as we continue along the show. 855-839-1210 on X at Rich Zeoli. Glad you're here. We'll get to Judge Jeanine, now United States Attorney for D.C., Jeanine Pirro. She announces new charges against that Doge staffer who was attacked. I'll bring that up to you as we continue along the show here today. But I'll tell you, you know, I love American cars, and I'm glad to see more and more companies right now are investing in the United States of America and making more of their cars here, like Toyota. I'm really, really happy that our friends at Tri-County Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, and Ram have great American cars like the Dodge Durango GT. And they've got some incredible specials right now. Right now, the Drive in a Fall event is happening at Tri-County Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, and Ram. You can get a new 2025 Grand Cherokee L with 0% financing for 60 months, or get a new 2026 Ram 1500, also available with 0% financing for 60 months, or check out a new 2026 Dodge Durango GT and lease that baby for $364 a month for 36 months. But hurry in, these offers won't last long. I love the great people at Tri-County Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, and Ram. I love driving a Jeep. I drive a Jeep Wrangler. Had to top off this weekend because it was beautiful out, and it was so much fun. Had to go to like 7 soccer games and 2 lacrosse games and several field hockey games, and it was really nice to be able to drive around on such a beautiful weekend with the top down. One advantage of having a Jeep Wrangler. But either way, whatever car you go with, you'll love doing business with Tri-County Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, and Ram. The great people there, Brian and Cheryl Krieger, my great friends, who I met with their tremendous support of the Travis Manning Foundation. And I should let you know, they donated a beautiful white Jeep Wrangler to the Travis Manning Foundation. Just donated it for the use of their veterans, for the use of the Travis Manning Foundation. That's the kind of people they are. General Manager Jack Robinson's a great guy. Go say hello to him. His amazing sales team. They're friends of the show. They are our official car sponsor for the show. And you'll look for the gigantic American flag sitting right by the dealership, which is up on Route 422 in Limerick and easy to get to from King of Prussia, Exton, Collegeville, Mainline, everywhere. And worth the trip. Go in, say hello. Give them a salute and say thank you. Maybe you can meet their dog, Maverick. Great name, right? Tri-County Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, and Ram, and Tri-County Toyota, two great dealerships, great people, our official car sponsor for the show, tricounty.com.
The Rich Zeoli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Honeymoon, here we come. Where's our car?
It's been stolen.
We'll call our insurance agent. I'm right here.
Oh, hey, Jen. You got our invite.
Love the dress.
Are we covered for this?
Of course. That's why you chose Auto Owners. We work together to get the right coverage. So when the unexpected happens, you know you're covered.
That's simple human sense.
Now, how do we get to the airport?
Take mine.
Thanks, Jen.
Ask your independent agent if Auto Owners make sense for you.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
There's searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find
you.
Find your next ride at AutoTrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
So we got some new audio of U.S. Attorney Jeanine Pirro. We're going to get to that in the 5 o'clock hour. Busy day. Excuse me. A lot going on today as we continue along with the show. I will tell you, we will be live at the Grand Hotel of Cape May, New Jersey, my happy place. That's going to be coming up on Halloween. People keep asking me, Rich, should I wear a costume? Why not? I mean, it's fun. Wearing a costume is great. Why not? We had the No Kings protest. No Kings. Let's cue up cut number four. I was thinking about this idea of No Kings, and it's stupid. I mean, the whole thing was dumb marketing and really, really ridiculous. Trump won an election. He didn't win because he's the royal heir to the throne. If that was the case, he never would have had a run. We don't have kings in this country. And to prove that we don't have a king, there's no, I mean, the government's shut down right now. Like, a king could just order the government back open and have everybody beheaded. I mean, depending on what year of king we're talking about. Because, look, England has a king, and the king doesn't do anything. I mean, it's a, you know, it's a purely symbolic role. Some countries have kings that are purely symbolic. Other countries have kings that are actual kings. But, you know, like if you went back to like when King William, was it Longshanks, the one that Braveheart, like they would behead everybody. I mean, the good old days, guillotines, a king can do whatever he wants. Or like the king in Game of Thrones, for example, you know, like the Mad King. Those kings do whatever they want. But in this day and age, if you're a king in some third world country, but in a major country, if you're a king, it's a symbolic role. typically. Now, in the Middle Eastern countries, they've got, you know, the prince and the king and the royal family there and everything like that. But that's also not what we have in this country either. What they want to pretend like is that Trump is a dictator. They just got tired of saying the word because they've used it so many times that now nobody pays attention to it. So then they decided to switch gears. Oh, let's call it a king. We'll say no kings. Oh. What about no queens? Sounds very sexist to me. Anyway, here's the president talking about the No Kings protest. Cut number four.
What's your response to the protests over the weekend, the No Kings protests?
I think it's a joke. I looked at the people. They're not representative of this country. And I looked at all the brand new signs paid for, I guess it was made for by Soros and other radical left lunatics. It looks like it was. We're checking it out. The demonstrations were very small, very ineffective, and the people were whacked out. When you look at those people, those are not representative of the people of our country.
Mr. President, besides San Francisco...
And by the way, I'm not a king. I work my ass off to make our country great. That's all it is. I'm not a king at all.
No, he's not. And if he were, people would probably be beheaded right now for not opening the government. Or maybe not. Maybe he'd behead them if they did open the government. That's certainly possible as well. How does this shutdown play, by the way? How is the shutdown playing? I told you my opinion was going to be that the Democrats were going to get blamed for this. Why? Because most people live their lives and they're busy and they have a lot going on. You know, I had 13 different athletic sporting contest with my kids this weekend, including having to miss half the Eagles game yesterday, which thank God we won. My point is, how does the average person view the government shutdown? Well, CNN has a new poll out, which I'll get to you when we get back. But I think you'll be not surprised. I think you'll agree. Democrats are getting the blame. Why? Because as most people don't have time to really spend a lot of energy focusing on the stuff like we do, they know Democrats want to stop Trump at every turn. That's why they do their stupid No Kings protests. So when the government shut down, a rightful, logical person, whether they like Trump or not, concludes the Democrats are trying to just stand in his way and stop him. And that's what the polling is showing. We'll get into that on the other side of this. Plus, the cheating in Passaic County, New Jersey. Are Democrats trying to rig this election again? And what can the New Jersey Republican Party do to ensure they don't steal the vote? All that straight ahead. Don't go away.
The Rich Zeoli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
So you call your virtual insurance company to ask a simple question about your policy, but now you're on hold, listening to this music, while you wait and wait and wait. Auto Owners works with local independent agents who tailor coverage to meet your needs and pick up the phone when you call, because you shouldn't be on hold so long that you memorize the music. That's simple human sense. Ask your independent agent if Auto Owners makes sense for you.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're gonna find it.
They can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.